Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Start.
Horrible, horrible start. I had to lost.
That just means a gym's cooking.
I lost the first 5 minutes of us talking there.
Oh, who cares? We can just run it through again.
I don't even remember what we're talking about. Oh, living remotely or working remotely?
Yeah. The pandemic never ended for you, Joe.
It never did. I'll forever be secluded. Miserable and alone.
We'll find you a girl, Joe, I promise. You won't be gay much longer.
Yes.
God,
I hate being gay.
I hate being gay. It hurts.
I just feel like that's not who I really am. We need a going back in story. Instead of coming out, going back in.
Oh, yeah. I was gay, but I realized it wasn't what Christ wanted. So.
Yeah, I was.
Now I get mad.
I was extremely flamboyant. And then I read the Bible, and I was like, you know. I don't think
this
is
Jesus
what God
dude's
wants
pretty hot.
I think this Jesus guy is
onto
something.
Fuck Jesus.
I think this Jesus guy is onto something. You know, I might have to change things up. Might have to go back into the closet. You know.
And then you're like out in the street with like a megaphone. You're like, faggots.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Jesus Christ does not
love
you.
Girls now. Jesus hates you, bro. I figured it out.
No, this is the origin story for the fucking people on school campuses screaming out faggot and, you know.
Yeah.
That's the origin story.
The clearly gay kids, they're just like, oh my God, have you heard that Jesus has come back? That's right. Jesus, six pack abs.
The Jesus?
The Jesus, bruh.
Have you seen his six pack? Oh my God.
He's so righteous, dude. No, they never said it. He's so holy, dude.
I've never felt so holy.
He died for our sins.
Gosh. Makes me just want to kneel down and all pray over to
my
him,
face.
You know what I mean?
Let's pray right now. Let's get on our knees and really pray. Let's
pray.
Put the work in for Jesus. God, I want Jesus' salvation all over me.
Come on, Jesus.
Go away, bad thoughts.
Oh man. Did you ever watch the Nickelodeon documentary? Or did you ever finish it?
I did. It's very sad.
It was very sad. I like
Woodrick Bell. Dude, that was a fucking bombshell.
I know. I was like, no.
Crazy. God damn, dude got fucking raped so hard.
At first I was like, okay.
I'd kill myself.
At first I was like, okay, he got molested. That is horrible. And then he kept going. And he kept like explaining what happened. I was like, oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Honestly, this is like, props to him.
This is right before Drake and Josh comes out.
Yeah, that sucks.
He's not even really Drake Bell yet. Like, no one really knows Drake Bell yet. That's crazy.
Dude, props to him. I would be like, dude, I'm not fucking talking about that shit.
Yeah.
The fuck? He's like, yeah, he put shit in my ass. I'm like, what the fuck? Dude, that sucks. I'm sorry. What does Josh have to say about this?
Fucking nothing, because he's an asshole. God.
Is he?
It's gotten to the point now where I think Josh is... Well, Josh was part of the David Dobrik crowd. He was in that little group. And from the get-go,
that's gay.
Just, yeah, that's just not good.
That's
but
super
I don't know,
loving
like,
Christ.
Ever since, you know, the documentary's been out, or even just, like, even the Dan Schneider stuff, he kind of just, like, I think he's too big for that now. Because he never acknowledges it. I don't think he's, at least I haven't noticed, I don't think he still has yet to speak about what happened with Drake Bell. I'm sure he has, but clearly if he had, it wasn't a great job because I have not seen anything from him. And I don't know. To me, it just seems like his ego's gotten to the better of him. And he just, it's all about that David Dobrik vlog.
Josh, if you're out there, listen. You're still the fat kid.
Oh, yeah.
You're still the funny fat kid. Come on. Realize it.
Come on.
You can turn this around. God's gay. You figured it out. Isn't David Dobrik... Is David Dobrik the dude that, like, dates a porn star or something?
Probably. I don't know. He was
That'll
the
be
one...
us one day, Joe. That'll be us. We'll make you not gay one day.
He was the guy. I mean, not that he started the vlogs, but it was just like. He had that specific vlog type of videos that were like, I don't know. He made his own style of YouTube video. With his vlogs and like with like the pranks that he did.
Planet Zoo downloaded. Sorry, I was listening.
he was the like he would always have the pranks that's like, oh, I had these two kiss or whatever, and it's just like some 80-year-old, the fucking 80-year-old friend that he has. Forgot his name.
Dude, let's start vlogging.
No.
Start fucking vlogging.
I will specifically not vlog because of David Dobrik's videos.
No, we'll make it cool. Be like, what's up, guys? It's other Joe's vlog, like my vlog. Be like,
what's up, guys?
What's up, guys? Waking up right before work, 5 minutes. I gotta I gotta get moving. I wasted 20 minutes setting up the camera. All right. Still hungover, but we're gonna make this work. Going to work. Oh, it's Ronnie.
What's up, Ronnie?
Oh, Ronnie's saying some racist shit. Oh, Ronnie. Classic Ronnie.
Oh.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna buy a hooker and tempt Ronnie into his old habits.
I'll go ahead and vlog my what I do for my work.
What's up, guys? It's Joe. I'm not leaving the room today.
I'm going to sit here and talk to people on the phone, and I'm just going to record my screen and just, like, awkwardly, like, silent. Just go about my normal day.
It's 8 hours of just you being at work.
And then we cut over to you, and you're going down the street grabbing hookers and shit.
Come on, bitch. Get in the car.
There's this guy I want you to meet. His name's Ronnie. He's awesome.
We're gonna pull a prank. Ronnie is a former alcoholic, so we're going to get him drunk.
And then it comes back to me. Hey, thank you for calling Lincoln Financial. Can I have your name, please? Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah. Oh, so how can I help you today? Checking on status? Okay. Yeah, it's... Looks like we're missing some information here. If you can just reach out to your doctor and make sure they're filling out the right form, you can send that back over to us, and then we'll get you that claim updated for you. Okay.
Hey, all right. Yours is going to be like real life Twitch, but for lonely people, and mine's going to be like motivational. It's going to be like I follow the Wolf of Wall Street method. Yeah. I jerk off 6 times a day. All right. You gotta bump them numbers up, kid. I make almost $60,000 a year. If you want to be like me,
I just barely make $45,000 a year. Okay.
I sometimes pay my bills on time, so if you want to be like me, all right, guys, let's go home and play video games for 4 hours. Let's ignore our friends and family and. Shut off.
Oh my god. That would be pretty funny.
Pretty awesome. Honestly, let's do that. That would be very fun.
Just vlogging.
Not a glamorous life at all.
Yeah.
It's like 20 minutes of my landlord berating me.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just obviously heavily edit my 8-hour shift, and then like I'll put the camera in like the corner of the room, and I would just like sit on my couch and just watch TV. Just turn on The Sopranos and just
hell yeah, dude.
Watch TV.
I go home and I set the camera down, and I'm just crying for 2 hours.
Go home, there's just trash everywhere, and there's
it's wet. Destroyed.
Yeah. And you're just crying.
Yelling at my cat. Yeah. Shut the fuck up! You don't know how hard it is!
kicking the cat around. You have like you have overdue bills and rent and every papers lying everywhere. Just fuck.
That's why your mom left. You bitch. Fuck him.
God damn it.
8 p.m. on a Thursday. I'm drunk yelling at my kids. Getting in a domestic dispute with like elderly neighbors.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you.
You have no idea what I'm going through right now.
I'm sad.
Can't you tell I'm sad? I'm drinking beer. Drinking beer in my underwear.
Can't you see I'm filming a vlog?
Hey, you want to actually be in my vlog?
You want to be in my vlog? Kiss this homeless guy for $10?
My vlog's been pretty...
not a lot of money.
My vlog's been pretty dry today. You want to be in my vlog? It might spice things up a little bit.
So far, all they've seen me do is cry and go to work.
They pull up the footage, and it's just like it's 10 hours, and it's just nothing. The last two is just you laying around crying.
It's me sitting at work staring at a wall for the full amount of time, 10 hours, and I just go home and cry.
You're like staring straight into the camera lens, just like across the room. It's just like 2 straight hours. You don't move.
It's
like
it's me talking to someone, and then as soon as I walk away, it's like, fucking hate me, dude. God damn it, what the fuck? Yeah, you're gonna go home and cry so hard.
You put the camera down and you start talking like you're talking to somebody, and you pick the camera back up. Turns out there's nobody in the room.
Yeah, it's me alone in a room. Oh yeah, dude, I signed your autograph. And then I like set the camera down. It's a mirror. I'm just in my room by myself.
Oh yeah, of course I'll sign your tits, dude.
Dude, I'll sign your tits. Totally.
Totally.
Dude, they nice rack. Sign your tits.
It's fucking... it's like those TikToks.
This ugly car.
Oh my god. Yeah, have you seen those TikToks where it's like, where they clearly set it up to be a joke, but it's like the, oh, so and so is just off to the side, and like they pull them away from the camera, but you see the reflection and they're just standing there. It's like that.
It's like, sup guys, my girlfriend still isn't back, but anyways, I'm gonna show you how to make pancakes.
Yeah, at the very end of the video, your eyes are just like red from crying. And you're like,
I'm just staring,
all right, guys,
staring at the wall.
Yeah, all right, guys, thanks for watching the video.
You're a meow. Gonna... Shut the fuck up. I'll feed you when I'm goddamn ready. Video ends.
Yes. Like, comment, subscribe. It plays the over the top outro music.
All right, guys, like, comment, and subscribe if you want to see more videos like these.
And the title has like the most clickbaity. Your thumbnail is you crying, and it's your thumbnail or your title is something clickbaity, to the effect of like, you had some stressful day.
And I'd kill myself, but YouTube won't show it. YouTube will take it down.
So subscribe. So make sure you're subscribed to my Patreon so you can see my see myself die.
No, it's like, it's not even that. It's like, I don't have a Patreon. It's like, I would kill myself, but then it won't be on the blog. I can only
I couldn't upload the vlog.
I don't have it. No, you'd miss me. You'd miss a part of my life. My video log.
Oh yeah, you still call it a video log. Video log number 2.
Day 2 of my girlfriend leaving me. All right, guys, we're chefing up in here. We're in the kitchen. What's on the ramen? Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Ramen's on the plate tonight. Oh, what's this? Vodka? Yeah, we'll fucking...
I would love vodka.
No, I'm not sad. We're just gonna drink the whole bottle. It's fine.
You have like a shrine to the ex-girlfriend. And there's like a broken picture. I never drink vodka. I never drink alone. That's not.
I just go leave the ramen in front of in front of it. I made dinner, sweetie.
I made your favorite ramen.
It's all I can cook.
And unfortunately, it's.
So, anyways, guys, we're gonna.
Unfortunately, it's
get ready for bed.
Flavor. Of ramen, it's the only one I had left, but
I got you the beef kind
flavored. Sorry, it's the last one I had. I'm going to start.
There's tears rolling down my face. Yeah. All right, guys, let's watch me vigorously masturbate for 2 hours. Yeah, my dick doesn't get hard anymore, but I try. It's
that's
an
why
ad.
I vigorously
it's like, that's why
jack
I use BlueChew.com. Please, BlueChew.com.
I want to thank our sponsor, Blue Chew.
Are you 23 and your dick doesn't work?
Has your ex-girlfriend left you and you made a shrine for her, but she's already left, so you just make beef flavored ramen and you have dinner with the shrine, but now you're upset and you just want to vigorously jack off?
Well, try out Blue Chew. So many times that your dick is sad, try BlueChew.com. Yeah, that's awesome. I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, that sounds sick. I'm gonna make my life miserable and vlog it.
Not be like, you know, I'll be like Bukowski, I'll write a book. But video log it. People need to see what a piece of shit I am.
You'll send it into Netflix for a documentary.
Yeah, it's just some British woman be like, look at this piece of shit. Jerking off at work again, are you, Joe? Okay, I see. All right, guys, stay tuned for the Joe Show vlog.
No, the only, I mean, I'm sure you still want to do it. I still want to do it. The only way I would do a vlog, and I won't be doing the shitty intro, is if we do a haunted house thing. Still want
to
do that.
No, we need to. We need to set a weekend aside to do that.
Yeah, no. Well, also, we also need to figure out where we want to go.
If I could probably find, there's
Remember you were telling me something that was like, it was near Winston?
I don't remember. I remember. I know there's Hell House.
Yeah.
If it's not dilapidated. That's like, Hell House is like just a dilapidated building that pretty much everyone has been to. And they're like, dude, it's haunted, bro. So like, I mean, it's honestly like a rite of passage. You just go there and you're like, dude, it's fucking
you go
scary,
there
dude.
To become the ghost hunter.
No, you go there to like act tough in front of girls, basically. Oh, yeah. I'm not afraid of no ghost. Like, I'll fucking fuck a ghost up, dude.
Dude, I'll totally fuck up a ghost, dude.
The shit ain't scary. Meanwhile, I'm like terrified. I'm like, I never believed in ghosts, but like, right, this place is creepy as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
What's up, bitch? I'm not afraid of ghosts. That's a good pickup line. I'm not afraid of ghosts.
I go on a date. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm not afraid of ghosts.
What? Yeah, like if a ghost came up right now, I'd fuck his shit up.
I'll just lay it out, you know what I'm saying?
He wish he was alive again, because I'd like just fuck his shit up. I'm not afraid of ghosts, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Did I ever tell you about my sleep paralysis?
I don't think so.
Oh, man. Because you were saying,
have you seen The Night Man?
The Night Man?
The Night Man.
What is that?
Or no, the fucking Hat Man or whatever. I can't remember what it's called. But go ahead.
Okay. Because you were saying, you know, I don't believe in ghosts. I think I saw one. Like, legitimate. So, you know how people have, like, they see the paralysis demon, and it's like just like a shadowy figure.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it's called, the Shadow Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. I saw one.
You didn't? Oh.
So anyway, okay. I had a dream.
Blowing you?
No.
That'd be pretty tight. I wish I had sleep paralysis more.
Quite the opposite. So I was having a dream, and it like it led into my sleep paralysis, and it was a weird dream. I was in this house. I was in my parents' old house by myself, watching my cousin's kids, and then all of a sudden my cousin comes in, and she, and like in real life, she has experience of seeing ghosts, and she comes in and she's like, oh, there's like all these ghosts over at the, I forgot where she was. And then all of a sudden she like looks at me, and then I remember she was like, she looked behind me, and when I turn around, there's a gray woman with white glowing eyes in my face. And then I wake up into sleep paralysis, and she's at the foot of my bed, and her head is like twitching and shaking, and then she goes away.
Fuck that, dude. Fuck that shit. That's so much worse than Shadow Man.
Yeah. I was like,
that's so much worse.
Oh my god. It was like 2 or 3 in the morning, you know, the witching hour. And yeah. I was like, I'm awake now. I am not going back to bed.
Never sleeping again.
And yeah. And this was at the rental house before moving to the new place.
Yeah.
I have not had an issue since. Because when we were at the rental, there were moments where it felt like it was haunted or like there was something there, because my cat, she would like, sometimes there are moments where she'll perk up and like will follow nothing. And then, or like, I don't know. It was just weird. There were a lot of moments at that rental house where it just like felt odd. Haven't felt it here. Haven't had sleep paralysis here, but Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That was rough. Yeah, so hopefully, dude, so hopefully
I thought the Shadow Man was bad.
Yeah. I think I'd rather have the Shadow Man.
Yeah, the Shadow Man's not a big deal. You can look it up. It's like very popular on Reddit.
Oh yeah. Well, I've had sleep paralysis before. This was my second time. The first time was like back in college. And this time, that first time, the way I was sleeping on my side, and the way I kind of woke up into it, I wasn't facing really anything, so I couldn't see anything, but it felt like someone was in there and was just like leaning over me. So it could have been Shadow Man, but I didn't see him. But the second time, this happened over around Christmas, like this past Christmas, and I was kind of on my side, but the way I kind of woke up, I was just like perfectly looking down my bed to the foot of my bed, and she's just standing there, and I'm like, bro, fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck. God damn.
Yeah, dude, that sucks. Fuck that.
And like, oh, it just sucks. Like sleep paralysis in general just sucks, because it's like you can't even like. I mean, you just can't do anything.
Yeah.
You just can't move. And then if...
I'm glad I'm not prone to it. Yeah. I've had it twice.
Like, you just... Like, the both times I've done it, or had it, it felt like I was screaming, or like yelling. And the first time, since I was in college in like the apartment with my roommates, I asked my one roommate who was like just across from me. I was like, was I like yelling or screaming last night at like 2 a.m? He's like, no. And I'm like, you sure? And he's like, yeah. I was like, okay. Well, I had sleep paralysis and I thought I was yelling. So he's like, oh, no, you weren't. I was like, okay. And then same thing, second time around, I was doing the same thing. Like, I kind of was like yelling again. And I asked my parents, I was like, did you hear me like yelling last night? And they're like, no. And I'm like, okay. Because I saw a woman at the foot of my bed.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Fuck that. I asked my dad about that recently. I was like, you ever had sleep paralysis? He, like, he didn't even know what that was.
Really?
I was like, when I was a kid, like, I had it once, and I saw, like you can look it up. It's, like, a common occurrence. You just see, like a trench coat guy standing in the corner. And he's just like, what in the fuck? No wonder you don't sleep. And I'm like, yeah, probably. It's probably fucked me up a lot.
Yeah. My mom had it, like, but she, like, this was back in, like, when she was younger, a lot younger. Like high school, maybe. I don't think she's ever had it since. But I remember she said she didn't see anything. But I remember she said that the house that she was living in, she thought it was haunted because there were moments where, like, there's a door that, like, if you close it, it takes a lot of effort to kind of reopen it because it was just kind of old. Yeah. And she would close the door and make sure it's closed. She'll go around the corner and come back, and it's just, like, propped open. Just, like, a little bit. And then she would have sleep paralysis all the time in that house. And then by the time she left and was on her own, never had any more of that weird experience, never had sleep paralysis again. So.
It's creepy.
Yeah. It is creepy. Then it makes me think of the Insidious movie.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, I'm in the ethereal plane. They're going to take my body. I need Patrick Wilson to be super, like, the special ethereal man and save me.
To Ed rock Warren. Sideburns.
I need you to
sing Patrick Wilson or rock sideburns.
I need you to sing Elvis for me to get back to my body.
Yeah, fuck that shit, dude. Yeah. Fuck the ghost.
I thought I told you about that. That's. I guess I didn't.
Yeah, I don't think you did.
Yeah, that just happened.
Like, I think I've brought up, like, Shadow Man before, but I don't think you told me about your sleep paralysis.
Yeah. And the other thing was, like, sometime, like, I've seen cases where it's, like, they either see the Shadow Man or it feels like there's something on their chest pushing them down. Have you seen that?
No.
Okay. I've seen, like, a common thing with sleep paralysis is that you either see the Shadow Man or there's something on your chest and it makes it feel like you're getting pushed down into your bed.
Yeah.
The first time I had it, it did feel like I was getting pushed into my bed, but the second time it didn't feel like it. It might have just been because I was so focused on the ghost or whoever.
I mean, I might have had that, but I also took, like, opioids as a teenager. Yeah. So I was just been like, dude, this is fucking sick.
Yeah, this is...
Dude, I'm, like, flirting. I'm tripping. I just want to go on record and say opioids are fucking awesome.
We should definitely have some more opioids out on the street.
We definitely should.
Yep.
They're good for people. You don't lose custody of your kids and or anything like that. They're just fun. I remember I knew this dude who was like he was like opioid fanatic and he like lost his kids and he has to like, he can't take like, you know, ibuprofen because it'll kill him or whatever.
God.
And I remember just like, I'm like, I was a child, just being like a stupid child. I was like, dude, I fucking love opioids. I love painkillers, dude. They're so fun. Meanwhile, his like life was destroyed. I'm just like, yeah, dude. And I'm like, it's almost like sleep paralysis, which is also fun.
Yeah. Well, sleep paralysis is fun unless you're not getting fucking jump scared by a ghost.
Yeah, unless you're getting raped by a hot ghost woman.
She was not hot.
Tell no, she was
right now.
Just you hit though? Would you hit?
No.
I'd hit. I hadn't even seen her.
She was like she was gray and like bony, and her hair was like a weird wispy, like it was black but it was wispy. And then
I'd hit.
Then her eyes were like glowing white.
Bro, you sold me. I'll fuck this ghost. I don't care.
You just break out of sleep paralysis. Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up? What are you doing later? Like,
or you're saying that in your head, but in real life, you're just like, mm-hmm.
fuck now, me. That was the premise for a skit, wasn't it? It's like, dude, I'm trying to get some ghost pussy.
Yeah, that was our skit for the Chad, the frat boy ghost hunters.
This is frat boy ghost hunters. I'm just trying to get some ghost tail.
Oh yeah, because we were using AI to write the stories,
and
the one was like perfect. I wonder if I can bring that back up. I don't remember what we used.
Yes, please find that. Just I'm trying to get some ghost puss.
Hold on. It was so long ago.
I'd like to summon the spirit of Marilyn Monroe and just absolutely rock that bot. Get some ghost puss.
I don't know if it will say. Did I use ChatGPT?
It's funny that like the equation to the show is just like calling stuff gay or like ghost. It's just like, what kind of ghost you see this week, dude? Or it's like, let's make all these mobster movies gay. Let's talk about Joe Pesci sucking dick for an hour.
Or didn't like, we do that with
what kind of ghost you see this week?
That's what we did with the AI chats. It was like with Boys in the Hood. Oh no, it was if Boys in the Hood had Michael Cera.
Oh yeah, that was awesome. We need to just start letting ChatGPT write the episodes, and we'll just read off of it.
I don't remember.
Speaking of a crutch, I've got a new soundboard.
Oh,
new soundboard stuff.
Nice.
Let me hit you with my favorite.
You ain't my bitch, nigga. Buy your own damn fries.
It's a bum.
Oh, you just added it to our Discord.
Yeah.
Go ahead, play the other one.
Yeah, play you. You want the honors of playing
I'll
black woman?
I'll do it.
All right.
My drunk ass ain't cleaning this shit up.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's awesome.
We'll never use that in context. It'll always
hell
just,
no.
It'll be a time filler.
My drunk ass ain't cleaning this shit up.
You goddamn right.
ChatGPT is loading. I don't think I used ChatGPT with it. I don't remember what I used.
I need to publish my children's book that I use solely with ChatGPT.
Okay.
can't remember. Oh, it was like, it was funny. It was a funny premise. It was like, Peter the Penguin talks to kids who were molested or something. It was like explaining that you're not in trouble or something. It was something so fucked. But I just came, I was like, dude, let's just like, we're just gonna rhyme everything. It's just gonna Pete the Penguin meets, I don't know. Sammy the squirrel, who shouldn't feel shame about what happened. That is great.
ChatGPT is not working.
Damn.
Let's see if I can find another one.
Did I ever tell you about me and my buddy wanting to, like, write a TV show?
No.
It was so stupid. And now that I look back at it, I'm like, God damn, we were fucking gay. Like, me and my buddy, like, since kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
We were both in, like, community college. And the whole thing started, like, we would just go outside and, like, smoke with, like, the like, telemarketers that worked above the school. And it was such a sad life now that I look back at it. I'm just like, we just be like, dude, we could dude, fuck math. We could totally write a TV show, just both of us. And so we just go to one, my house or his house, and just get trashed and pretty much just recreate Trailer Park Boys episodes. I have them somewhere. My mom found them and she's like, what in the fuck is this? I'm like, I don't know. Like, we're just fucking blasting coke and getting trashed and just, you know, like, recreating Trailer Park Boys. I wish I could find it so I could fucking burn it. I would not want anyone to see that shit.
I remember, I think it was sophomore year of high school. It was for my English, or no, it may have been freshman year. But it was for an English class. And one of the projects was to make a trailer for like a movie.
Oh, that's dope.
Fake movie. Oh, it was for, what was it? It was like, it wasn't Romeo and Juliet, but it was like some Shakespeare thing. Can't remember what it was. But the trailer was to be like, you can make it whatever you want as long as you relate it to what we're talking about. Bro, it was me and two other guys, Trevor and Tyler. And yo, we made the best fucking trailer.
Really?
So we made it. I think it was Romeo and Juliet, or I don't remember, but it was like we were showing off the rivalry of the two sides, but we made it more like fucking racers. So we put in clips of Fast and Furious, and you remember the Need for Speed movie that came out?
Hell yeah, dude.
We were throwing in like car crashes. We were throwing in car crashes from those movies to make it more epic. And obviously, you know, we were in it too. And it'd be so funny because it was at my old house. And I was driving a 2002 Honda Accord. And we do like we had these like couple action shots. Or not action shots, but like, he was always behind the camera, and we had the shots where it's like, you know, we'll do the side eye to the other person, like we're both behind the wheel and we're like, look at each other type of thing. Yeah. And it's just so funny. Like, it'll go from a 2002 Honda Accord to like a 2006 Nissan Maxima, like just bare bones. And then the next clip, there's like some Lambo getting fucking destroyed.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious. I think we won that project little thing because that was pretty good.
It's something. I love when teachers do that shit. They're like, we're going to have like a fun activity. And then all the kids are like, let's make it super fucking stupid.
Yeah. And she's like,
I'm not saying that about yours. I'm thinking about like, I had an English teacher be like, we're going to write a play and you're going to act it out. And I was like,
Fuck yeah, dude.
No, I was like, fuck yeah, dude. Got my buddies together that were in the class. Like, we haven't put any effort into this class at all. But basically, in my defense, I've never seen Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Mm-hmm. But I completely just wrote Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. It's about, like, it's based off of, so we all had this friend named Kreiner. Mm-hmm. Ant and like meets Genghis Khan. Mm-hmm. And I play Genghis Khan and I'm like, oh, a hammer up.
Oh my god.
It's so stupid. And I'm like, oh, a Mia Kill, a Mini, a Chan Ri. And we won. We fucking won the
competition. Oh my god.
It's so stupid. It's so fucked up. The teacher was even like, have you seen Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure? And I was like, no, I really haven't. And they're like, it's just like this movie. Or it's just like this play you wrote. I'm like, oh shit, my bad.
That's funny.
But he's like, it's pretty fucking good. So
that's funny. Yeah, the same teacher I had for the movie trailer. There was another project that was it was for Great Expectations, and you're supposed to make a cake, and whoever has the best design wins the thing. Yeah. And my brother had the same teacher a couple years before I did, and my mom helped him make the cake, and you know. The cake is supposed to be based off of the Great Expectations, like, house. So that's how it's all old and beat up and shit. Cobwebs everywhere. So my mom made it kind of horror-themed, you know, like, looks like a dead cake. There's spiders and stuff on it. He won. My brother won that year. And then it was my turn to make the cake. And we did a little bit, like, similar cake, but it was a little different, but like the same concept. I didn't win. You know who wins? You know who wins?
Who?
Some boring ass cake that just has like one little cute spider on it. And it just says like Great Expectations on it or something. And I'm like, are you serious? I have like a 3-tier cake right here with like.
You're like, that fucking cake's gay. Dude, that's, you. It's a gay-ass cake.
That cake is gay. Jesus loves my cake. Okay.
Jesus loves my cake. Because it's straight. And why?
But, like, it was, like, it was kind of, it made it look like it was falling apart, and there was webs on it, and spiders and shit. And this, like, boring-ass, just, like, it's just a cake with a spider with a smiley face on it.
Honestly, love when that happens, though, dude. Like, when it's just, like a bullshit assignment. And then, like, the kid who, like, just punched his cake. He bought a Food City cake and just punched it. And he wins. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. He needs a win. He needs a win right now. The kid doesn't have power at his house. You know, he needs this win.
This isn't actually even cake. He's just shit on a fucking tray. It's subversive.
It's subversive. Tell me about that, Mr. Teacher Man. Doesn't believe in me. Nobody believes in me. Have I told you about like agriculture class?
No.
It was literally like the teacher just didn't exist. Like we just did whatever the fuck we wanted. But there was this kid I remember who was just like this, you know, little ginger kid. And he came in one time and showed us, like, he's like, man, I don't have internets at my house, so I'd be downloading that shit. He's talking about porn. He's like, I'd be downloading. There's girls in the class. He's just like, I'd be downloading that porn.
Jesus
Christ. He's like, look, check this shit out. I'd be getting, like, Brandon Love. I'd be eight. It was like the space he had.
Yeah.
And milligrams, I got it fucking. She getting 8 BBCs, dog. Like, check this shit out. Was, what the fuck? There's just no teacher. There's just unsupervised class. All girls would be like, ew. And, like, I think my only question was, like, why do you. Like, I get you don't have internet, but, like. Why are you downloading porn? Like, what? You're like, oh, I'm gonna like this later. What the fuck? Where are you going? The library? Why the fuck are you going to the library to download porn? And then there was another kid.
I brought a flash drive for my.
I don't remember. I was at the library for some reason, and then I knew him from school.
Yeah.
And he's just like downloading like anime porn.
Oh no.
In the library.
Oh no.
And I was kind of a dick because I went over there. I was like, dude, why the fuck are you downloading porn?
Oh my god. Yeah, you have like a flash drive. Yeah, I gotta.
No, that's legit what it was. I'm gonna Seriously? Take this home with me.
Oh my god. Well, I guess he is downloading it off the computer, so yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm like Googling, like, how to steam broccoli. Whatever the fuck I'm doing at the library that's just as stupid. It's like, dude, why? I'm just like. Have you ever been to a library, like, at the computer section?
Yeah.
Is it just solely homeless guys jerking off? For me, it was. For me, it was just, like, homeless dudes. Like, fuck yeah.
To be honest, I don't remember. It's been a very long time since I've been to the library.
Yeah, I would never go back. I live right beside one. I would not step goddamn foot in that place. Someone asked, and it was my dad. He asked me, he's like, you like to read? Why don't you ever go to the library? And I just, I'm like, nah, dude. It's not the spot.
Yeah.
It's just homeless dudes jerking off.
I wouldn't be surprised if there was, because the one I went to when I was younger, it was downtown Greensboro.
Oh, hell yeah, then.
So, yeah. Probably.
You just didn't know what they were doing.
Probably. Yeah, mom, or my... I would have been with my mom, so she would have just, like, steered me in another way. Go to the books.
You'd be like, ha, 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 ha. That funny man playing in his pants. He's so silly. It's not...
It's just being a little goofball.
Don't be fucking gay, Joe. Don't be gay. We're Catholic. Don't you dare have gay thoughts about the homeless man.
I think I was still going to church. Well, I don't know. Maybe not.
Really, Mom, I wasn't. I'm just trying to play Pokemon Go or whatever Young Joe's doing.
Oh, no. This was like, I think I was in like elementary school since the last time I went.
Yo, we're here to build your fucking cake. Stop working the homeless man jerking off.
Because I went to get the summer reading books, or like to return them or something. I think that was the last time I went, at least to that library. I don't think I've been to any other library since.
Oh, I remember that shit. That shit used to piss me off as a kid. But man, I ain't reading none of your damn books.
Oh my god.
I turned into a wigger. I'd be like, dude, I ain't reading goddamn Kill a Mockingbird. It's summer. It's our time.
You're just 5 year
old. I'm watching the motherfucking movie. It's our time. I'm watching the motherfucking movie.
I'm going to watch Barney and the Rainbow Egg. Fuck you.
Reading's fucking gay. I can't wait to have like an entitled white kid like myself. It's going to be like, nah, fuck you. Reading and shit's gay. Learning's gay as fuck, dude.
Oh my god. Yeah, I always hated summer reading. Always hated it.
I only ever had To Kill a Mockingbird and The Road, which I really liked The Road, actually.
Yeah, I had The Road as one, and then I had Huckleberry Finn as another one. Those two
I never got that. I read that way before I was in school, which was weird.
Huckleberry Finn?
It was like, yeah, it was like my grandma had, it was like the only book she had.
Oh.
Yeah, she's like, you need to read this. And I'm like, what, the kid's a dick? What the fuck is the point of this? His friend's name's the N-word.
Yeah, I never... I actually have never read To Kill a Mockingbird. It was never a summer reading book, but it was like one of the books that you would like study throughout the year. But my class never read it. We read fucking Frankenstein. Hated that book. Oh my god.
Really? I liked Frankenstein. I didn't read it in school. I read it on my own.
I did not like it. I thought it was very boring. Him just being like in some family's walls, just watching them. I thought that was really dumb.
I was like, the fucking shit's cool, dude. I want to do that. Be like Frankenstein. Mom, when I grow up, I want to be like Frankenstein.
I just want to be, just shove me into a wall and let me watch out through people and I can just watch.
Have you read Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Yes.
What do you think of that? I don't really remember. That was like my favorite fucking book as a kid.
I remember liking it, but I honestly can't really remember a lot of it. I think we read it before we read Frankenstein, because it was a very quick thing. I mean, it's not very.
Yeah, it's a pretty short book.
Yeah, because I think we were reading. What's that fucking book? Lord of the Flies. We're reading and then we read Dark. I can't remember how it went in terms of the order. It was either Frankenstein and then Lord of the Flies, or the other way around. But in between, we did a quick Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Then we moved on to the next thing, so I can't really remember it.
For books, I'll be like, when I see my grandma, she's like, are you reading any good books lately? And I'll just be like, yeah, I'm reading this. It's a book about like a fucking retarded rapist. You should try it. I'll bring it to you next time.
It's very interesting. Very interesting.
My grandma's reading like, you know, Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's still retarded. Shelter,
The Help.
He's like, no, she wouldn't read The Help. It's like some Western novella about a girl in the South. I'd be like, I'm reading a book about a retarded rapist serial killer. Do you want to check it out? Or I'll see my mom and she'll be like, what are you reading lately? I was like, oh, not really nothing. You know, like I read this, and she'll be like, oh, I'll read it and I'll bring it to her, and she won't read it.
Yeah.
She'll just like look, she'll look up like the notes that she can talk about.
Yes.
Like I gave her Lord of the Flies.
Yeah.
She's like, I like when like Piggy loses his glasses. I'm like, what the, you didn't even fucking read the book. I've seen the book. It's sitting the same place where I brought it to you and left it.
I did not like Lord of the Flies.
I didn't either. I thought it was way too much imagery.
Yeah.
I hate that shit. I hate Ernest Hemingway. Because yeah. He'll just, for 8 pages, he was talking about a road.
Yeah.
There's a road.
I just also
put a shotgun in my mouth and then
I just didn't like the fucking kids. They just
spend like goddamn 4 chapters talking about the beach. I'm like, god damn it.
Do this something.
Is boring as fuck. Why just don't you kill the fat kid it. Already?
Yeah. And then, oh my god, I think the worst book I think I've ever read was Profiles in Courage. Holy shit. That was painful. I don't even think I never read it, actually. I never finished it.
Yeah.
But it's written by John F. Kennedy. we were supposed to read this freshman year. This was summer reading for freshman year of high school. And I read like almost half of that book, and I could not tell you what the fucking point of that book was.
Miss me with that gay shit, reading bored. And fucking shit.
It was such a bad summer reading book. When we started freshman year of high school, no one finished the book. No one knew what the fuck the book was about. Even the teacher was like, yeah, we shouldn't have picked this for a summer reading book.
Teach, this shit fucking gay.
Teach.
Teach,
I ain't reading shit about JFK. I know his head gets blown off, okay?
His head get gone. I ain't trying to read no shit about someone getting popped. I be living it out here in these motherfucking streets.
Day in, day out.
Days in, days out. I be... You know where I'm from? The fucking suburbs, motherfucker. I'm from the suburbs.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, dude, if I could go back, I'd just be like a wigger. I just was fucking... Nah, fuck that shit. I ain't reading shit, you tells me.
That...
Man, my album got the pop off, and I'm gonna be... You ain't even gonna know. I'm gonna be up there.
did you have to read the Chocolate War?
No.
Oh my god.
Never heard of that.
It's another book. I could not tell you what the fucking story was about. It was like something with high school and like selling chocolate. But I don't know. That and Profiles in Courage during one summer. Yeah, I didn't read that shit. Either shit.
It's Joe. I ain't reading that fucking bullshit. Chocolate?
It's our time.
I'm white chocolate. That's my rap name, motherfucker.
I'm white chocolate, and I love eating chocolate, okay?
I love bitches. I love eating chocolate bitches, you know what I mean?
They call me white chocolate.
You know, do you follow UFC at all?
No.
Oh, there's my favorite fighters like Nick Diaz, and I often think it was like, dude, I wish that was like, because he's an adult, but he acts like a kid. I was like, dude, I wish I was like that hard as a kid.
Yeah.
Like that shit fucking gay, dude. You know what? Fuck you. You know what I mean? You know, being like these, there's an awesome one where it's like it's Nick Diaz and Conor McGregor, and Conor McGregor's like, fuck you, you won't even, it's gonna be like a lion pouncing on a gazelle, and Nick Diaz is just like, dude, no one even knows what the fuck a gazelle is. This is America, so why don't you just shut the fuck up with he's just like a moron. He's like, dude, fucking gazelles aren't even real. Just
That's
you,
hilarious.
they got gazelles in Ireland. I don't even fucking know. Fuck you. I wish that was me as a kid. It's like, dude, fucking books are gay. I don't, we don't do that shit here. You should definitely look up the interview. It's like Conor McGregor versus Nick Diaz, and he's just like, I'm gonna pounce on him like a lion on a fucking gazelle. He's like, dude, I don't even know what a fuck a gazelle is. That doesn't make any sense, dude.
Yeah,
I
I'd have
think
to
he's
look that
so
up.
awesome just because I'm like, oh, I know like a million of those guys. They're just like, dude, that shit, fuck you for being smart and knowing what shit is. You don't watch the Tyson versus Logan Paul fight?
Jake Paul? Probably not.
What? Come on, dude. It's on Netflix.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
And then I'll
It's
watch
not
it.
pay-per-view.
Let's say if it's
Yeah.
pay-per-view, I'm not watching it.
Nah, dude. I'll get a fucking pay-per-view. It's a good fight.
Because every time there's been a big fight that's been pay-per-view and I've wanted to watch it, it lasts for 2 seconds.
That's true. I once, well, it was split between like a shit ton of us, so it wasn't that bad. It
Yeah.
was like probably like $10 a person. It was McGregor versus Cerrone, and it lasted 2 seconds.
Oh yeah. I think that was one of them that I kind of, oh, well, I wasn't really paying attention to that one, but I did skip it. But I remember like way back when like Manny Pacquiao was like the big one.
Yeah.
I forgot who he was fighting. It might have been Floyd Mayweather. But it was a pay-per-view fight, and that one I actually went to a friend's house to watch, but I didn't pay for it, and I wasn't gonna really watch it. It was like 2 seconds,
Yeah.
and then the Logan Paul KSI fight, I think it was that one from like a couple years ago. That one was pay-per-view, and that one was like also 2 seconds. Just not gonna pay for it.
I think it was like that's the McGregor boxing match against Floyd was like the only boxing match I've ever seen. And it was solely like, you know, because we all liked UFC. Was like, dude, fucking I completely like switched teams. Like before I was like, I bet like $100 on Cerrone versus McGregor. I was like, dude, yeah, fuck yeah, American. But I know I'm Irish, but fuck, like it was literally like we had like bottles of Jameson. And then like bottles of his proper 12 or whatever the fuck his whiskey's called. He's like, yeah, no, dude, Jameson's American. We're gonna fuck. And then he lost, and it was like, oh no, dude, Connor's the man. It's fucking go Connor. Dude, he fucking hugged his mom. That's fucking disrespectful.
I will say
This
I
guy's
would
this is our guy.
yeah I would say I would I wouldn't mind like like getting people together, get some drinks together and watch it. Like that would be fun. Tight. But I would.
And there's other fights. Like it's a long.
Yeah, but I want to watch stuff. I'm there to watch the main fight. I don't care about the other
people. Oh no, dude! I saw like these two. I can't remember the name, but it's like these two Russian broads who beat the living fuck out of each other.
Yeah,
and it was amazing. They were both so they beat the fuck out of each other.
Yeah,
I bet on that one too, and I won that, so I broke even. I was like, put 100 on the dumb bitch. Let's fucking go. I remember like leaving work. I was like, I got money riding on this fight. I have to fucking go. I gotta watch these guys fuck each other up.
I need to watch these guys fuck each other in the ring.
Yeah, I gotta watch these guys fuck. So if we, I was like running around. I was like, cover my shift. Cover my shift.
Cover my shift.
I gotta go get drunk in my friend's basement and watch this fight. I remember going around. I was like, I got a very important reason. asking like these community college students, like, dude, can you please cover me? I gotta drink and drive and leave this place tonight. That was also we did like our so we had this move. If it were like we're all drunk, it's just like just drive behind each other so like cops only get one of us. yeah, that was awesome. Can you please cover my shift?
I'm trying to watch two people fuck.
I'm trying to watch gay porn in my friend's basement. Can you please? Please, I won't cover your shift next week, okay? Can you just please? I'm not going to do it. I'll say I'll do it, but I'm not going to. Can you please cover my shift?
Last minute, I'm just going to go, oh, sorry. Something came up. I actually have to get back home at my normal scheduled time so I can watch other people fuck.
I try to go home and cry. Can you please? I got to shoot my vlog and cry. Can you please cover for me? That's like 2 hours for you. No, that's like $14. Think about that. That's $14 for you. No, I had a cool boss there. I'd just be like, I gotta go. Like, okay. Okay.
Yeah, okay. You watching people fuck again? Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I got money right down on this one. For the fuckers. Gonna spend my paycheck on this motherfucker. What? Hey, you wanna buy some weed? God damn. Looking back on it, I was such a dirtbag. just selling weed to like adults and getting off work. I'm going to bet all the money I made this week. Then drive home drunk. Yeah, I gotta leave.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.